DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jesse Wingard in Bonn. Spanish riot police clashed with tens of thousands of protesting miners and public sector workers in Madrid on Wednesday. This comes as President Mariano Rajoy outlined new austerity measures for the country, including cuts to public spending by a further 3.5 billion euros, reducing unemployment benefits, as well as a number of local administration officials. Rajoy said the cuts were necessary as the country was suffering from its deepest recession in history, adding the slump will continue for at least another year. The United Nations has announced on Wednesday it will reinforce its presence in Congo in a bid to stop a destructive rebel movement. More peacekeeping troops will be sent to North Kivu province to work alongside Congolese troops to defend major urban centres, including Goma, where the Congolese military have struggled to stop Tutsi rebels. More than 200,000 people living in North Kivu have been forced to flee their homes since the rebel group was created in April. 17,000 UN troops are stationed in Congo, and there has been a UN peacekeeping presence in the country for more than a decade. A special ceremony has been held in Srebrenica on Wednesday to mark the 17th anniversary of the massacre of some 8,000 Bosnian Muslim men and boys who were murdered there by Serb troops. Today's ceremony allowed over 500 newly identified victims of the massacre to be buried with family and friends present. This anniversary will be the first time mourners know that the two alleged perpetrators of the killings, Ratko Mladic and Vladan Karadzic, are standing trial before the UN War Crimes Court. Bosnian Serbs went to great lengths to hide the scale of the 1995 killings, returning months later to move the bodies to other grave sites. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Romania's Prime Minister has arrived in Brussels in an attempt to allay European fears that a bid to impeach the country's president jeopardises democracy there. Prime Minister Victor Ponta defended the ousting of President Traian Bacu, saying his government was committed to democracy and the rule of law. European Union Justice Commissioner Viviane Reding told a news conference that she saw a great danger in the recent developments and felt they called into question the progress Romania had made during the last few years. Bacu contends that moves to impeach him are politically motivated, with the centre-left coalition aiming to gain control over the judiciary. Syrian National Council members met on Wednesday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss the country's proposed UN Security Council resolution. Following their meeting, opposition party leaders said there was no change in Russia's position on intervention or support for President Bashar al-Assad. Russia, they said, would be sticking to its non-intervention policy and that their proposed resolution would not contain any threat of sanctions against Syria or action against al-Assad. Russia and China have twice vetoed UN resolutions condemning Assad's government. German clients of Swiss banking firm Credit Suisse are being investigated over allegations of tax dodging. A representative of the bank admitted the accounts of 5,000 customers living in Germany, but with Swiss bank accounts, were being looked at in connection with cross-border tax evasion. Customers under investigation are believed to have purchased Bermuda-based life insurance products, which were tax-free in Switzerland. This is a setback for the country, which has been eager to shed its association with tax evasion practices. And in sport, German youth coach Stefan Freund has joined the coaching staff at London's Tottenham Hotspur. Prior to taking the position, Freund served as under-16s coach for the German national team and played as part of Germany's 1996 European Championship winning squad. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jesse Wingard, Deutsche Welle News.